Nevada, paid for by Consumers for Quality Care.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, I've had a lot of people pulling me aside and essentially talking about the election coming up 80 days from today, 80 days around the world in 80 days. And that's what we're talking about here and about the importance of the election coming up. For those of you that are convinced that we are headed in the wrong direction, for those of you that want to take a major step forward in one direction or another, this is the time. This is it. This is our chance to change America back to what we want it to be. And that's why this is so vitally important. And I know we've been talking about it ad nauseum. We've been talking about it over the course of the last 6 months. And we've talked with a lot of candidates during the primary season ahead of June 14th. And the fact is that the election is now. And from here on out, it has got to be an all-hands-on-deck sort of deal. It's got to be. That's the only way we're going to win this election. The other side is going to try and cheat and steal. I mean, there's just no if about it. It's something we're going to have to do. We are going to have to win this election, and we're going to have to win it big. Getting 52 seats in the Senate is not going to be enough. We're going to need 55, 56, 58. And we're going to have to do it. There's no option to fail here, folks. And that's why we've been telling you how many days till the election, 90 days, 82 days the other day. We're down to 80 days. And it simply has to happen. We're now being told by Demo-rats and by the Cook Report that, well, maybe it's not going to be that bad for the Demo-rats. Well, I'm here to tell you, we've got to win, and we've got to win convincingly. We need to win 40, 50 seats in the House, 5 or 10 seats in the Senate. It has to happen, and it has to happen that way and that dramatically. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more with Sam Peters. He's running for Congress in CD4, trying to unseat Stephen Horsford. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
It feels like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. And I say, it's all right.
Democratic leadership is failing Nevada. Our unemployment rate is the highest in the country as businesses have been destroyed. Our education system is ranked as one of the worst in the country, but the Democrats still block every effort to change it, and progressive policies have led to increased crime. Look, these things will never change if Republicans aren't elected to the Nevada Senate in November. We have great people running that are committed to returning sanity to the state. Please take the first step on the new path for Nevada by voting for the Republican candidates for state Senate, paid for by Integrity Growth and Opportunity Pack.
Hallo, this is meine Auto. Und this is meine key. Und there is only one place I trust with meine key. Meine key car care. They even offer financing options, so I can fix now and pay over time. Ooh, I love financing. Und options. Und meine key. Und American cheese. Remember, I only trust meine key with meine key. Your one-stop shop for total car care.
See store for details.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meine key, doing car care right.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip.
AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas.
Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
This hour from townhall.com, I'm Keith Peters reporting. A man nicknamed one of the Beatles by his captors because of his British accent has been sentenced to life in prison for his role in the torture deaths of four U.S. hostages captured by the Islamic State. A jury found El-Shafi El-Sheikh guilty of hostage-taking, resulting in the deaths of Americans James Foley, Stephen Sotloff, Peter Kasich, and Kayla Mueller. Diane Foley, mother of slain journalist James Foley, says she's pleased with the sentence.
We must have accountability. We must have justice. And with today's verdict, we finally have a bit of justice.
All but Mueller were executed in videotaped beheadings circulated online. As the war in Ukraine rages on, several powerful explosions have rocked a key Russian military airfield in Crimea.
Videos circulating online show what appears to be Russian air defenses engaging aerial targets, followed by explosions. The local authorities say that a Ukrainian drone has been shot down and no damage has been caused, but it's really difficult to find out what's happening on the ground and peer through the fog of war.
The BBC's Vitaly Shevchenko. The U.S. says it will give Ukraine 15 Scan Eagle surveillance drones, 40 mine-resistant vehicles, 2,000 anti-armor rounds and howitzer weapons to help Ukrainian forces regain territory and mount a counteroffensive against Russian invaders. A senior defense official says the new $775 million aid package will help Ukraine troops move forward in the south and east, where Russian forces have placed mines. On Wall Street, a down day as the Dow dropped 292 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
More rail strikes in Britain.
It is 2:03. This is your KMZQ News Flash. The Vegas Valley got another dose of monsoonal moisture yesterday with a round of storms wetting the northern part of the valley last night, triggering a severe thunderstorm warning for a short period. Light showers hit the southwest and west side of the valley with rain totals less than one-tenth of an inch in the Enterprise area, while the mountains north of Boulder City got more than three-tenths of an inch. The possibility of more monsoonal moisture will linger on throughout this weekend. After setting an employment record in June, Nevada added even more jobs last month, 7,700 of them actually, a 5.7% annual increase. The latest numbers bring the state's total employment to more than 1.46 million workers and puts July's unemployment rate at 4.4%. That's down 2.2 percentage points from the same time last year. Las Vegas added 5,400 jobs in last month, and Nevada is now up by more than 12,000 jobs from February of 2020, just before the COVID-19 pandemic hit.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
We'll start with the good news. You're moving along accident-free on our highways. Nothing being reported in the way of accidents on the Valley freeways right now. We do have a couple of west side accidents. Two accidents, actually, on Rainbow. One at Rainbow and Oakey and in the southwest at Rainbow and Blue Diamond now. Still working one on the east side at Charleston and Lamb also. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic.
Hey, friends. It's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax-deductible to the employer, income tax-free to the employee's independents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The MultiCare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in the United States. Call the MultiCare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The MultiCare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do when followed through, the exact opposite. Check it out. COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. You think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right. To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
Number one. Time is running out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number three of Live and Local for a Friday. Good to have you with us. Get the weekend started. Get a third Raiders victory in preseason. Let's hope so tomorrow down in Miami. Joining us now, I am so happy to have him on board. He is Sam Peters. He is running for Congress in CD4. He is trying to unseat Stephen Horsford. And we need to do this. We need to get this done. Sam, where are you today? Where are we finding you?
Kevin, thanks for having me on, my friend. It's always a pleasure to be with you. I am actually in Utah, the beautiful state of Utah today. I have been invited by Senator Ted Cruz to join him for an evening tonight. So we're gonna do that. Talk with him. Talk with some other folks that he's invited up, and see what we need to do collectively to work together and not only take this seat back, but take back the House, take back the Senate, and get our country back.
I think that's a great idea. By the way, is it raining there? We were on with Ron Futrell about an hour ago, and he had to pull off the highway. He was somewhere near Beaver, Utah, headed to Salt Lake, and he had to pull off the road. It was getting so bad. Are you getting some heavy rain there?
It's a little overcast. It's nice, though. 72 overcast. It's wind's not blowing. No rain that I'm seeing, but it's good.
80 days to Election Day. Tell me where the race is now. You've been crisscrossing CD4 for a while now. You've talked to an awful lot of voters. Tell me where we are in this thing.
Yeah, so 80 days till Election Day, but here's reality. We are about 62 days from early voting, and even a shorter period of time, likely, that ballots will go out by mail from the Secretary of State's office. So we are we're on top of this thing in a very big way. It's coming quicker than you like to plan for, but it's on top of us. But the good news is, and I'm pulling up the poll. We just had a poll results come out yesterday, and it has us at a virtual tie with Stephen Horsford. If you recall, a few weeks ago, the Emerson folks did a poll, and we were within the margin of error, about 2.9 points down. This particular poll was done, and it was surrounding a little bit the questions on term limits for the House and the Senate. But the initial question, who would you vote for if the election was held today? It was a 43% dead heat with, I think it was 15% undecided. So it's heated up, and, you know, we're right where we're supposed to be. We were down a little bit, like I said, a few weeks ago. We're right there at the, you know, tied with Horsford now, and we're just starting to get our message out, just starting to knock doors in a big way with big goals, just starting to get our volunteers on the phones in big ways, and lots of other things are happening in the coming weeks, whether it be, you know, with television advertisement, radio advertisement, all kinds of stuff. So when we get our messaging out, things start looking real good for us. And right now, being tied, it's exactly where we want to be.
I want to ask you about something that happened this week, and that is the president signing the so-called Inflation Reduction Act, even though that's a lie, even though Bernie Sanders says it will have minimal impact on inflation. What did you make of the bill? In particular, 87,000 new IRS agents, some of them being armed. Can you explain what that was about?
Well, I mean, 87,000, like you said, new insurance agent or IRS agent, sorry, to target small business, middle income families. And their argument in doing this is that the revenue that it will generate will fund the fund everything else in the bill. And there's you know, the increase, the subsidies that come out of this, spending $400 billion for, you know, environmental protection, quote unquote, type things. Their ability to do that is going to be going after small businesses and you know, middle income families through targeting through audits with these 87,000 new employees. And this, to, you know, put it in perspective, this organization, IRS, with 87,000 more agents, becomes larger than the Pentagon, Border Patrol, and a couple of other federal agencies combined. And that's the plan of the Democrats, to come after the U.S. citizens, to not only raise taxes first through this so-called Inflation Reduction Act, raise taxes, and then hire people to go out and enforce it in a Gestapo kind of way. It's just sad that our delegation in Nevada, all three of them, the three Southern Democrat members of the House, voted for this, are pushing it, and claiming victory over Nevadans and the American people. It's just a disgusting waste.
It is indeed. What is it you can tell voters? And it's almost like the contract with America, kind of a contract with Nevada or the folks in CD4, that essentially, if you elect me and you send me to Washington, here's what I'll do about the 87,000 new IRS agents. Is there anything you can do to reverse that?
Yeah, I mean, we can repeal this act in its entirety. This act does nothing. The Inflation Reduction Act does absolutely nothing to benefit the American people. It benefits the elite with subsidies to buy electric vehicles. It increases taxes on the middle class. It hires these agents we've been talking about. Repeal the entire thing and go back to the drawing board and do it with conservative values and you know, a business mindset that benefits the people of Nevada and the people of the citizens of the United States, and stop this nonsense of, you know, liberal policies that, again, are doing nothing but raising our debt, raising inflation, not getting back to energy independence, which is having a global impact, by the way. I was invited on to BBC Global this morning to have this conversation about, you know, how the recession in America, and we are in a recession, is impacting the world. And it is. So, you know, when I get to Congress and start, and we're able to one, repeal this ridiculous bill and get back to a free market capitalist society, get the government out of the way, let industry start working, let our energy industry start, you know, drilling again and producing oil and American energy, get the XL pipeline back online, get those jobs up and running. There's so much that can be done, Kevin, that this liberal Congress is just refusing to acknowledge.
What did you think of the FBI raid a week ago this past Monday at Mar-a-Lago? And in particular, the aftermath, the parsing words, the redaction of the affidavits. This thing is like what you'd see in a third world country.
Well, it is, and it's an embarrassment. I put out a memo the other day that called it exactly that. It's an embarrassment on the world stage. Just another one in the long line of embarrassments from this administration. When the Department of Justice does the raid on a former president of the United States, and the current president of the United States says he had no idea it was happening. There's some significant issues because that's just insanity. As far as the FBI goes, again, the rank and file FBI law enforcement folks, in my experience, have been very professional people. I was in law enforcement at the federal level. I worked with some FBI agents. They were phenomenal at their jobs. What we're looking at right now is the upper echelon, the leaders of that organization, the leader, the Secretary of Homeland Security, Mayorkas, the Attorney General. All of these folks have politicized the Federal Bureau of Investigation, and it is absolutely undercutting the fabric of our republic, and pitting the federal government against the citizens. And it's, again, we have got to do what is right, just, and we have to do it immediately, and rid this federal government of people who are politicizing the government against the citizens. And you're seeing it at every level. We talked already about the IRS. We're seeing it at the leadership with the FBI. We saw it with ATF a few months ago, where we found out that they were keeping billions of records of people who own firearms illegally. The keeping of the record was illegal. The firearms were owned legally. So across the board, at the federal level, these things are happening. And we have to remind, when we win in November, the Republicans, when we win in November and we get sworn in January, we have got to take the steps to remind the federal government and the agencies that make it up that they work for the citizens of the United States, not the other way around.
How do you think it will end up, even if they redact a bunch of this affidavit? Does the American people... Do we have a right to know what's in that affidavit?
I think we do, and I think again, this is a political overstep from the agency. I think it is absolutely in the best interest of the people of the United States, the citizens of the United States, to know what's in that affidavit. We're talking about a raid that was done on a former president of the United States, and again, it can't go without saying, it has to be said, and it has to be said over and over again, this continued witch hunt by the liberal left of Donald Trump needs to end. The Trump derangement syndrome is strong across this liberal Congress and this liberal administration, the Biden administration, and it just needs to end. That is their distaste for President Trump, their dislike of President Trump, is a personal issue. It has nothing to do with what's important for the American people and for our country on whole, and quite frankly, the world, and the position we hold in it. And it just needs to end. They need to knock off the kindergarten back and forth, and get back to the job that is important to the American people.
As you well know, this is a period of time, 80 days out from the election, when many of the candidates are out trying to raise money. They spent a lot of money in the primary, and now they have to replenish the coffers. You've got a couple of major, major events coming, beginning Monday at Dragon Ridge Country Club. You and Mark Robertson teaming up with an event that's going to be incredible, featuring Jason Smith, the congressman from Missouri, in CD8. Can you talk a little bit about what's going to be going on? And beyond Monday, you've got a couple of other events.
We do. And the one on Monday is going to be fun. It's going to be fun for me for a number of reasons. Obviously, Congressman Smith from Missouri, he sits on the Ways and Means Committee. And this is important because that committee, a very powerful committee in Washington, Stephen Horsford, my opponent, also sits on that committee. Jason Smith has actually approached me in asking to do an event out here because he wants Stephen Horsford gone, regardless of the Republican Democrat difference. And Jason Smith is a staunch Republican, but he sees how bad Stephen Horsford is at doing his job or not doing his job, however you want to look at it. And he wants him off, not only off the Ways and Means Committee, he wants him out of Congress. He wants him out in a big way. So for me, Congressman Smith coming out to help us out and do this fundraising luncheon at Dragon Ridge from 12 to 1:30. You know, it's just going to be a great lunch and a great event. There's still opportunities for people to come if they want to do that. They can reach out to my campaign manager, Jay@SamPetersForCongress.com, Jay@SamPetersForCongress.com. And there's going to be plenty of room to come out and join us. It's going to be a good conversation. Like you said, Mark Robertson is going to be there as well. And we look forward to working together to have this lunch.
One of the questions I was going to ask you, but you may circumvent me on this, leadership in the party, are they helping you? Are they going to give you an assist? And then I find out that Kevin McCarthy is going to be doing a couple of events with you. Am I right?
Yeah. Yeah. So leadership in the party across the board. So I remember, if you recall back in 2020, you know, I ran for the seat in the primary, and there was a lot of discussion, a lot of talk in the field, and you know, where is the party? What's the party doing? Not only at the state and the you know, county levels, but nationally as well. I can tell you at every single level, the county level, the state level, the RNC level, the NRCC, Kevin McCarthy himself, everybody is in lockstep to take back the House, take back these seats, and it's absolutely incredible. We had a great meeting yesterday with the state party and talking about working together to knock an insane amount of doors between now and the election day timeline that we talked about earlier. The county party is helping out as well in that regard. Kevin McCarthy is coming out himself to Las Vegas on Tuesday. He has asked Mark Robertson and I, again, both of us being veterans, he's asked us to put together a veteran roundtable to talk about local issues among veterans and what's important to that community. So we're going to do that. That's an invite only event. That's going to be but it's going to be a great event. There's going to be 15 or 20 veterans with the next leader of the House. Talking about Las Vegas veterans. So that's a good thing. In the evening, there is a reception. Again, opportunity to come out to this one. It's a fundraising reception with myself, Mark Robertson, and April Becker. Congressman Mark Amadei will be there joining us, as well as the Republican congressman, the current lone Republican congressman in Nevada. But he'll be out there as well. There's opportunities, again, to come to this one if people are interested on Tuesday night in coming out to meet Kevin McCarthy and the future delegation for Congress for Nevada. Again, reach out to my campaign manager, Jay, at SamPetersForCongress.com. Or shoot me a message at my website, again, SamPetersForCongress.com, and we'll get back to you with the details. But it's going to be a great event.
1 week from today, you are going to our southern border. I'm not sure that Stephen Horsford has been there over the course of the last 6 months or maybe the last 6 years. Can you talk about what this event will be about and what you expect to find?
Yeah, so I am. I'm going down. So back to your question of is the party working together? Are there other leadership in the party that's coming together? Congressman Tony Gonzalez from South Texas invited myself and three or four other congressional nominees to come down and see what's actually happening on the southern border. So I'm going down on Friday. I'm going to spend some time with Border Patrol. They're going to take us out to the border, and actually we're going to go to the actual border, unlike Kamala Harris, the person who's supposed to be responsible for fixing the problems. We're going to go to the southern border. We're going to go take a look at the capabilities. We're going to take a look at problems. We're going to meet with ranchers and some folks in the agricultural community in South Texas to see what's actually happening and get the lowdown at ground level on what's happening at the southern border. It's an ugly, ugly situation down there. We know it already. We hear about it all the time. I want to go down and take a look at it for myself firsthand so I can have those pieces of information ready to go when it comes time. So again, Tony Gonzalez has been very gracious in inviting us down and setting up a great schedule. So I'll be down there all day Friday, and then I'll come back and we can have another discussion on what we found the following week if we're able. But it's going to be a great event. And you know, on that topic, on this topic, and the things that I'm going to learn, I would be remiss if I didn't let you know, Kevin, that we have agreed to two debates in this.
That was going to be my next question.
Well, very good. I'm glad. October 7th and October 10th, I believe, are the dates right now. I have wholeheartedly agreed to do these debates. I believe Stephen Horsford has as well. We're waiting for final confirmation, final setup, what it's going to look like, who's going to do the moderating and all of those things. But the 7th and 8th of, or 7th and 10th of October, it looks like we will have two debates for this congressional seat.
And going back.